streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The FBI says agents are sweeping the Colorado home of an Egyptian national with an expired visa after he was arrested for allegedly lobbing Molotov cocktails into demonstrators honoring Israeli hostages in Gaza. CBS's Jason Allen from Boulder.
The online booking information here in the county for the suspect shows that he has been charged with first-degree murder with extreme indifference, although authorities have not officially announced any deaths yet from this attack.
Health officials in Gaza say more than 50 people have been killed at a food distribution site in Rafah. CBS's MTS Tayyab.
The United Nations has warned Gaza is now, quote, the hungriest place on earth and on the brink of famine as starving Palestinians were again caught in deadly gunfire.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires has put all of Minnesota under an air quality alert.
You feel like something is in your throat. It's a little, like you're ready to hack something out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.96 today. This is 1.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 36 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say while the rest of the nation has seen a gentle descent in prices, the Great Lakes region has seen notable declines after a minor refinery issue was resolved. Gasoline inventories are somewhat tight heading into summer. However, increased refinery output should help to bring future price declines. Officials did warn that unexpected outages could still cause short-term price bumps. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.87 to $2.93 per gallon. It's Pride Month, and the Pride flag is now flying at the state capitol. Savannah Tolme Olson takes us to the flag-raising ceremony.
This is the seventh year the Pride flag has flown at the state capitol. Governor Tony Evers got emotional during the flag-raising ceremony.
They pretended trans and queer folks weren't there at Stonewall in June of 69. I'll be with you in a minute. They told trans folks and veterans willing to fight and die for our freedom and theirs that their patriotism is not wanted and never mattered.
The Pride flag has flown at the state capitol every June since 2019. Meanwhile, some Republicans have written a bill that would end that tradition. If passed, government buildings and schools would only be allowed to fly the American flag and the Wisconsin flag. The bill's author, Representative Jerry O'Connell from Fond du Lac, says it would, quote, lower divisiveness, end quote. The bill was introduced in the Assembly, and it's currently in the Rules Committee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Reds open a three-game series in Cincinnati tonight. Yesterday, the Brewers with a 5-2 win over the Phillies to complete their first sweep in Philadelphia in 10 years. This despite a shaky start from lefty Jose Quintana, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana didn't have his best outing, walking three guys early. I think they all scored, or two of them scored, and then gets hit in the knee, but then responds and gives us two good innings. Our bullpen was challenged him in the zone. This is a really good team. You know, best record in the National League.
Pitcher Tyler Alexander designated for assignment. NFL, Packers resuming OTA practices this week in Green Bay. In golf, 25-year-old Maja Stark of Sweden finished 7-under par to win the Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
It's so cool. Just looking at all the names on this trophy, and I mean, I love the U.S. Opens, and I'm so happy that it's mine now.
That's Maja Stark with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Perivonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:06, and nice to have you here up north on this Monday morning, June 2nd, 2025. Parker Olson is standing by at Studio A2. In Madison, nice to have you along. We're going to cover some state news stories throughout the course of the hour here. And also coming up later in the week, we're going to have Congressman Mark Pocan as a guest on Thursday. Tomorrow, we will have Hans Breitenmoser and Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association to talk about June Dairy Month in Wisconsin, all of the many dairy breakfasts that you can take part in and some of the other events. Seems to me someone on the text line or in the governor or in the comment section said that they had done one. Oh, here it is. It's Alicia. Said, got June Dairy Month started off yesterday at Wayside Dairy for the Brown County Breakfast on the Farm. So June Dairy Month is underway. And if by chance you have never partaken a dairy breakfast, and Greg Bach, that's still you, buddy, get to a dairy breakfast. Increasingly, They're happening in community centers rather than farms because they're getting so popular and farms can only handle so much traffic. But so if you're fortunate enough to live in a county where they still have breakfast on the farm someplace, get to it. It's a wonderful community gathering, and it's a wonderful way to appreciate the families who are still working in Wisconsin agriculture. It's not all corporate factory farms yet. So get out there and take part in all of the various June Dairy Month activities. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot is off today. Hope she feels better for tomorrow. For today, she says it's going to be mostly sunny, breezy, hot. Highs in the mid-80s, pushing 90, a south-southwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. For tonight, increasing cloudiness and mild. There is a good chance of showers late in the northwestern half of the state. Lows in the low to mid-60s with a south to southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. It is 65 degrees up here on Lake Wissota right now. And looking at the extended forecast, looks to be a whole lot of, I guess, around mid-70s or so for the rest of the week. So we have this one more hot, humid day to deal with out there. And then things get cooled down, get rainy. Maybe there'll be some storms. But Parker, the wildfire smoke is really noticeable. At least it is up here. I don't know if it is down your way in Madison.
Yeah, we were having, I think, I can't remember who it was last hour that was talking about it. The sun was like just visible, which is really weird because it was just so smoky. You could actually kind of look at it. It's really strange.
It was Selena saying to her daughter, like, stop staring at the sun. But it's, I was doing the same thing. I was driving home from the airport and I just kind of kept glancing over because it was just surreal how easily you could see it because the smoke was that thick. Again, we do not recommend that doing on any ongoing basis here. But I was driving back from the airport because we had flown out west for our oldest grandson graduating high school. And so I wanted to kick that around for a little bit, just high school graduations and things. Where did you graduate from?
La Follette in Madison.
Okay. I mean, I'm assuming you graduated. I should not have jumped to conclusions, but we
well, I did make it to college. So
okay. All right. Well, you know. But which one again?
UW-Whitewater was the college.
See, I think I made my point. But you did graduate high school. You got in there. What do you remember most about your high school graduation? Was it a good experience? Much like we talked about my prom, just because most people have a good experience with something doesn't mean everybody has a good experience with something. How was high school graduation for you?
Well, high school graduation was really weird because I had an in-person graduation. It was the first in-person after COVID. So we were like in that weird age of what are we doing exactly being with people? Because that's not what we do anymore. Mm-hmm. But we did ours in the football stadium instead of the Kohl Center. We normally did it in the Kohl Center. But because of Madison school districts, we're like, let's not do it inside. So we had to do it on our football field. That was kind of funky. But it was hot as I can recall. It was very hot. That's all I remember.
Yes. And the other thing I remember about 2020 and 2021 graduations was the number of communities that used drive-in movie theaters. And the audience was just everybody in their cars in their own little family bubble. And then they would just honk their horns or flash their lights, you know, at the stage up in front there as people were graduating and things like that. For ours, which was in Idaho Falls, my grandson was part of our larger class, excuse me, like 400-some students who were there. And it was held in the local Civic Arena. They have a minor league hockey team, the Idaho Spud Kings. Which play there.
Spud Kings.
And
there we go.
The Spud Kings. And so it was a really nice, it was air conditioned because it was hot out the other day up there because they're facing that same high pressure system that we're dealing with here, bringing in all that hot air from down south. So it was nice to be in an air conditioned arena. The thing that they do, and I don't know that every high school necessarily does this now, but they know that, you know, people are going to applaud or cheer when they hear their kid's name or whatever. So they space it. There's always this pause now. And they're definitely TV friendly or, you know, just camera ready for these moments. The graduate, you know, hands a little slip of paper to the person with the microphone so they read the right name. The person walks about, you know, 10 feet onto the stage and pauses. It's almost like Miss America. They just pause right there while the camera gets them. So they're up on the big screen. And by and large, they'll call their name. It'll be like Parker Olson, and Parker will stand there and kind of wave a little bit and then go to the next step of shaking the principal's hand and getting your diploma or whatever. Some folks, however, you know, you could tell which ones wanted like the viral moments. And there were at least a half a dozen young men who, as their name was called, would walk out to their mark on the stage and did a backflip.
Yeah.
In a cap and gown. And I thought, wait, what happens when, you know, the one doesn't, you know, make it? It's like, well, while he lays there with a bone sticking out of his leg, we're going to carry on and call everybody else's names that are out there.
We had a couple at Whitewater. We had a couple of guys who just did like full on dance routines for like a good 30 seconds. They just danced on stage as soon as their name was said.
I don't know about 30 seconds, but we had a couple to do a little dance. The one that I liked, if you do it properly, was the selfie where they get to their mark, they turn around, they hold their phone up, and they take a selfie with the whole audience behind them. But the thing is, and this is real nuance, this is down to stage instructions here, is before you do that, give the crowd a wave first. Make it seem like, hey, this is all our moment together. The ones that just walked up there and don't even acknowledge the crowd, they just turn around and snap the picture. It's like, come on, you know, let them in. A little bit of show business here. But it was a lot of fun. And our oldest grandson, Mason, has really been into weightlifting. And, I mean, the kid is just ripped right now. I was so jealous. And he was known as kind of a gym rat. And so sure enough, when it was his moment, instead of waving, and he doesn't backflip, but he gave this full-on flex, which a few people cheered at, which that was a lot of fun. Mine was a lot different.
What's it like back in the day, Pat?
Back in 1982, I was chosen to give the address at commencement, which was a really nice honor. And so I worked with a couple of teachers because I was on the debate team and I was on the speech team, and we worked really hard at it. And I'm really glad we did, because I just sat in the main audience there with everybody else in my class. And then they called me up to give the address, and I get up to the podium and I go underneath their little shelf there under the podium to grab the copy of my speech. And it is not there.
Huh.
And I feel like I projectile sweated right through my cap and gown. I don't know if maybe one of the previous speakers accidentally grabbed it going back to his or her chair or whatever. But I am so thankful, because you listen back to the recording of it, and the first thing you hear me say on the tape is, well, I guess I'll just wing it. And I just tried my best to do it from memory, which could have been, and again, this was before viral video, so it wasn't going to be a viral moment, thank God. But I mean, it could have really been a moment of me just going, but I just delivered that thing from memory, which I could not possibly do that now, you know, an 8 to 10 minute address, whatever it turned out to be. Listened back to the recording and had it, like, nailed it, like, word for word.
That's impressive.
Tony's correcting me. Don't you mean 1882? No, Tony, 1982. Thank you very much. But yeah, delivered that thing and came back and just sat in my chair practically just shaking. I'm like, did I get that right? Did I get that right? Oh, I hope I got that right. Turned out okay. But
that's good.
It was a good time. Glad that it worked well for everybody. Hope everybody else's graduations and commitments went well. And it was nice just to get out there one more time, because, Mason now has his own plans that may not necessarily end up in Idaho, to be determined. And his mom is looking at some other job opportunities out of state. So I don't know when we're next going to be out there in the mountains. Do you have much experience in Colorado, Idaho, anything like that?
I've never been anywhere except for like D.C. is the only place. And that was when I was a kid, too. I was maybe like 7 or 8. So I have never really done any traveling as an adult.
I never thought I'd be spending this much time in Idaho until our daughter moved out there. And so we've had to drive and fly out there many times over the past 13 years. And it's just gorgeous. I mean, obviously we all know, the mountains, I'll bet they're gorgeous. Yeah, they are. But so is that whole area of the High Plains leading up to it. And the folks are so, so crazy friendly out there. It's just a beautiful place to be. I'm glad we've been able to make the trips that we have out there, because one of the areas my daughter's looking at potentially for moves is the Dallas area. And
that's
I'm
different.
Just not so sure about Texas.
No.
I just don't know.
For a couple of reasons.
Like we said, you're always welcome to come up here in the summer times, because we're up here on the lake. We'll take you on a boat, and maybe we'll go down in the wintertime when we need to get a little bit of warm weather fix. But we will see. TBD. I'm glad, again, like I said last hour, the Dallas Stars were eliminated from the Stanley Cup Finals. So I got that much. I don't have to worry about, Samantha being, coaxed into somehow rooting for, a horrible hockey team.
What's your hockey team then? Are you a Wild guy?
Obviously. Okay. And the Milwaukee Admirals, obviously. But with the North Stars being ripped away and taken down to Dallas, there's just no way I'm rooting for them. Much in the same way there's no way I'm rooting for the Florida Panthers. even though, yes, I know ice hockey can be played anywhere. You can build arenas any place. It's just wrong.
It's wrong.
It's just wrong.
And I don't like it.
Edmonton, all of our hopes are on you. You couldn't get it done last year. See if you can't pull it off this year. And then if time would have allowed, but it's probably best that time doesn't allow. It's just to say a few words about the airplane travel out and back. And one of these other times, I'm going to go on one of my old man rants, because I get to do that now. I'm going to go on one of my old man rants about airline etiquette. And folks who clearly are polished travel professionals, and people who very clearly are not. But that's save it for another time, Pat. Let it go. Take a deep breath and carry on. And tell people, from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thank you for making this a place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Get off my lawn!
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Get ready to experience Milltown Coffee Company, where they'll delight your taste buds with a delicious selection of breakfast and lunch options, a full espresso and coffee menu, and irresistible ice cream. Explore their charming retail and gift area, and enjoy their inviting outdoor seating, which is not only dog-friendly, but also features freshly baked dog treats, perfect for your furry companions. Join them for exciting special evening events and a vibrant weekly farmers market that brings the community together. Milltown Coffee Company, opening May 2025.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello and welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and welcoming back to the studio, our good friends at Mid-State Roller Derby. We've got Meegs with us. Good morning, Meegs. Good morning, Meegs.
Good morning.
And we have Blake with us.
How you doing?
Hey, Blake. Thanks a lot for being here. And Meegs, appreciate the time from you all. We have done, I think, a really good job when we've gotten together talking about roller derby, really getting into the sport. For those that are not familiar with it, though, I do encourage you to read up, learn more about it. Honestly, I don't think it'd take you very long if you know nothing about the sport, even if you were just looking at the basics of it. But maybe in a later date, if need be, we will dive into the sport more and everything. For now and today, with the time that I got you guys in studio, I want to get into a couple of other things, the schedule, some community events going on, how people can get involved. Let's dive first into the schedule, if you don't mind. And I, first off, I want to just congratulate you on your opening victory, open the season with a victory. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. We played in April, and we won our season opener in Stevens Point at Willett Arena. It's the first time we've won a home bout in a very long time, so it was very exciting. It felt really good. So then we had the month of May off in terms of bouting, and we hit it hard starting right away in June. So,
yeah, I see you got a match in June 21st. This will be a doubleheader, looks like.
Correct. We are traveling June 7th to Rochester, Minnesota to skate Med City, and then June 21st we're back in Stevens Point. We skate against Harbor City out of Duluth.
It's definitely Minnesota.
We're going to go with Duluth.
Yeah.
And then the second bout is actually a mixer. Minnesota versus Wisconsin. And it's a B-level, C-level mixer. So skaters from any of the Minnesota teams that are BC level are going to skate. And we've reached out to teams in Wisconsin to get folks to just do a mixer for those two games. So cool. It'll actually be super fun.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That sounds like a really good one. And a great opportunity for you to take this in, especially if you haven't before. You get two matches right there. You get two games to be able to check out. So that's pretty cool, too. And then you guys will be back at it on July 12th, Mid-State Roller Derby. You're going to be taking on another team there. So that would be a good one.
Yep, also at Willett Arena in Stevens Point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Make sure to mention that. Thank you. You were good at this. You were so good at this. And again, mark your calendars again for July 12th. That'll be a great match. August 2nd, another one, this time taking on the Madison team, Madison team, and Madison Unicorn team.
Yes.
That'll be August 2nd. Now, these the start times for these games, doors open at 4. Games are about 4:30, about that time is when they usually play.
4:30.
For those that may have not been to a match before or anything, wait a minute, stop. Match, game, I keep using all these different terms. What is the correct term?
Bout.
Bout, I know that. I'm a boxer's son. How do I get that messed up? Bout. For these bouts, is it good to get there a bit early? Can you, arrive on time and be okay? For those that, haven't been to a bout before.
When I spectate, I like to get there when the doors open. So right away at 4 o'clock, you can get your choice of seating. We have a great stand set up so you can kind of be up above the action and really see how it all goes. And then if you want to bring your own chair, you can sit down trackside. And we kind of refer to that as the crash zone. And, nobody gets any contact there, but you're right in on the action. That's where I prefer to sit, but we always have concessions, so we have beverages available, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and then we have a food truck, the same food truck all year this year. Boric and Mark is back.
Right out. Shout out to them.
We also have merch for sale, too, so you'd always check out the merch before the bout as well.
Every time you guys are in, I see a shirt I want. you got one on right now. Yeah, please get some of that merch, everybody. And then as far as home games, that August 2nd game, that will wrap things up over at the Williamette Ice Arena for home games this season. But you do have an away game on June 7th. That one that you mentioned, you'll be taking going up to Rochester for that one.
Correct.
That's pretty cool. The schedule seems exciting, seems fun. Also seems like we're getting more attention to this sport, and things are going well with that as far as, it could always be better. We want it to be better and stuff, and we're going to make sure to help with that as much as we can.
But
when it comes to, looking from last year to this and everything, I've seen improvements. I've heard more and more people talking about it.
I know,
not even just in the studio or in on the show here, or anything. I just mean in my day to day. I have heard, especially after once the season wrapped up, and hearing people, there was some people wondering, wanting more games. So I mean that's an exciting thing too.
It is. That's awesome.
When it comes, I'm just seeking as an outsider. Is that what you guys are feeling and seeing too? Some growth with the sport. Some more attention being brought to it.
Well, that's what we're definitely looking for. Mm-hmm. We're always recruiting. Always. Recruiting, and we can teach you how to skate. So saying that I'd love to play, but I don't know how to skate. Well, that's
not
fixable.
A good excuse anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've taught people how to skate when they put skates on for the very, very first time. Mm-hmm. We make sure that you're safe to be on skates before you ever compete. And we teach you the basics and more. And so I think Derby is amazing because it's for lots of different people and lots of different stages in their lives. I think Derby is great for moms because it gives them something to do that's just for them. It's not kid focused or spouse focused. It's about them. I think Derby is great for folks just coming out of college. It keeps you very active.
That's why I joined originally.
Yep. And it's a sense of community, right? So if you're new to the area or you're just looking for something different, or you know what, you were active in high school and college and now you're kind of getting to the age where it's like, well, now what? Well, then there's Derby, right? Because we practice up to 3 times a week. We get together in the off season. We do fun stuff. We do community events. So it really is a community that also skates.
Yeah.
It's great for lots of different people, and we're always looking for new skaters.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important for us to like have skaters to compete, but it also is really an amazing opportunity for people who are off skates as well. We have people who come in and never touch a roller skates, nor do they care to. And we have people who start to skate.
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, or DPI, has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. Lisa Hale reports.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over 24 members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. Joanne Krulatz has more.
In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Donald Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough.
Our local baseball teams have 7 games under their belts, with the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors standing at 2 wins, 5 losses, and the Wausau Woodchucks ahead with 4 wins, 3 losses. The two teams faced off last week, with the Raptors beating the Woodchucks 13-11 on Wednesday. Then the Woodchucks turned that score around on Thursday with a win of 12 batters across the plate versus Raptors 3. The baseball season is just getting started, with regular season games scheduled through the beginning of August. In the Great Lakes West region, the Green Bay Rockers are leading the pack with 5 wins and only 2 defeats. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, An American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll check in with State Senator Calda Royce from the Joint Finance Committee on the state budget and also news headlines with folks at Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Those Milwaukee Brewers, winners of seven in a row, having swept three in Philadelphia, move on to Cincinnati. First game against the Reds. Coverage begins at 5:35 this evening on stations in Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, Richland Center, and Hayward. Head over to civicmedia.us to learn more. Coverage of the Brewers tonight, tomorrow night, and then Wednesday afternoon before a day off and returning home for a series against the San Diego Padres coming up next weekend. Let's talk about the Green Bay Packers for a moment. If you head over to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, you'll be able to see a story there about how the Packers have now scheduled their family night. It's a kind of a pregame thing where there are giveaways, music, fireworks, a lot of kid favorite things that'll be going on there, all happening on the, it says here, the first Saturday of August. I guess I should look up the date on that then. That would be August, first Saturday in August, August 2nd. I hit the wrong button there. So that's when to look for that. And then you've got the first preseason game on August 9th when they host the New York Jets, probably without Aaron Rodgers. And then the first regular season game at Lambeau will be September 7th, a 3:25 against the Detroit Lions. Learn much more about the Packers family night and more about the schedule as well. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and look for that story there. All right. There is a list that came out late last week. A list, I don't want to call it a hit list, maybe an enemies list, something like that, that was put out by the Trump White House. And it was a list of places that were on their naughty list because they were so-called sanctuary cities or sanctuary communities or whatever, and that they are actively working against what Donald Trump wants to do, which is deport as many brown people as humanly possible. And other people that, in their view, you know, don't belong here in a nation of immigrants that needs immigrants more than ever before. But when the Department of Homeland Security put this list out last week, it said each one would get a formal notification that the government is deeming them uncooperative. It's not really clear what it would mean from there. Apparently it was just supposed to intimidate them into being more cooperative with all of these immigration raids and things and putting people who have committed no crimes behind bars and shipping American citizens out of the country and saying, oops, our bad, but you're going to stay there. So that list would be bad enough as it was, as originally written. Complete with its, misspellings, its misidentified counties versus cities. But then there were places on the list that were real head scratchers. Places like Shawano County. Shawano County, which, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, voted something like 67% Republican in the last presidential election. So, again, a roughly a 2-to-1 margin, Shawano County is about as ruby red as it gets for its partisan politics. And yet it made this list of non-cooperative institutions. Here's the story from the Journal Sentinel. Shawano County, just west of Green Bay, wound up on the list despite 67% of county voters supporting Trump in the last election. And the county administrator told the Associated Press there must have been some kind of a misunderstanding as to how Shawano County ended up on this list of, you know, immigration sanctuary cities. Well, here's how it happened. Back in March of 2021, so just over 4 years ago, the Shawano County Board, again, in its far-right conservative ways, took a vote that said that Shawano County is going to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county, meaning that it was going to oppose any attempt to enact, quote, legislation unlawfully infringing on our rights under the Second Amendment. In other words, this was shortly after Joe Biden took office as president, and the Shawano County Board wanted to make a statement that said, you know, Joe Biden and you Democrats, you maybe want to keep us safe with your gun safety laws. We're not going to let you. We're going to do anything possible to undermine gun safety laws, is what the Shawano County Board was saying in March of 2021 in giving themselves the ridiculous declaration of Second Amendment sanctuary county. But in continuing evidence that government service in the Trump administration is more about blind loyalty than it is competence, Shawano County made the list because it had the word sanctuary in it. Yeah, it's a Second Amendment sanctuary county, but, you know, a lot of other places are claiming to be sanctuary cities for migrants, and somehow they just got rolled into that list. Here's the updated story from the Associated Press. A widely anticipated list of sanctuary jurisdictions no longer appears on the website of the Department of Homeland Security after receiving widespread criticism for including localities that have actually supported the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies. If you go to that site now, you get a page not found error message in its place. All right, good job. Again, those who hate government the most should be trusted the least to run it competently. And again, it's simply blind loyalty that has replaced competence in terms of government service. In another story that we followed from late last week, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released a draft environmental review Friday about Enbridge's proposed Line 5 oil and gas pipeline tunnel project that would run in the Straits of Mackinac that connect the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan, and Lake Huron. Line 5 carries around 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids every day, leaving Superior, crossing northern Wisconsin and Michigan to Sarnia, Ontario. It's a place that is grabbing oil from Canada and transporting it somewhere else in Canada, but coming through Superior and northern Wisconsin and Michigan along the way. And Enbridge's pipelines do something that any pipeline has a tendency to do at some point in its history. It leaks. It ruptures. It spills. There was a spill not long ago in Jefferson County. There was a big Enbridge line spill in Michigan a few years back. There are people that don't want Line 5 to exist anymore, saying we need to be moving off of fossil fuels anyway, and that these pipelines could be a real threat to environmental health, to our clean water. Up at the Bad River community near Ashland, Enbridge is running a pipeline right through the reservation. The tribal community has said, you're no longer welcome here. So they're going to reroute the pipeline around the reservation, but still cutting right across the Bad River, dumping right into Lake Superior. Imagine all the oil and natural gas liquids that would be released in the case of a mishap. Now take that same concern and put it to the Straits of Mackinac. Now, we know Mackinac Island and places like that. Well, there, Enbridge is proposing that they put Line 5 into a tunnel that would run underneath that area, that very sensitive area. The draft environmental review released on Friday by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says there would be harm to water and wetlands, but the study found that most environmental effects would be short-lived. The effects would include the release of about 20,000 gallons of drilling fluid, and it would draw down groundwater up to 2 feet. It would draw down groundwater up to 2 feet in a small area surrounding the installation of a water intake pipe. The report also said that there would be long-term detrimental effects through permanent wetland loss and adverse effects to archaeological resources that are significant to the indigenous communities there. Here's one thing we don't know from the report: any consideration of climate impacts, because the Trump administration has rescinded taking any action on the impacts of climate change. So the environmental statement lays out these impacts, but again, it's a draft. The review process is accelerated because the Trump administration declared a national energy emergency. Did you know that we are under a national emergency for energy? Even though we are the biggest exporter of energy out there, but not enough for Donald Trump and for the big oil and gas companies. So he declared a national emergency, which put the review of pipeline projects like these on a fast track. So this draft report is a step toward issuing a final environmental impact statement, which will then inform whether a final permit will be issued for Enbridge's Line 5 and for the tunnel. Needless to say, the folks who are most concerned about pollution from this pipeline are calling more attention to what it actually says could happen rather than the fact that it's on a fast track. Line 5 essentially is an existential threat, according to a spokesperson for one of the groups that is fighting this. But Scott Manley, the executive vice president of government relations with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, says that, you know, homeowners and businesses rely on these products that Line 5 carries. And Manley says the draft report confirms this project will only have minimal and short-term impacts, primarily during construction of the submerged pipeline tunnel. Although the pipeline, he says, has operated safely in the Mackinac Straits for decades, this important project will ensure that businesses and homeowners will continue to have access to affordable and reliable energy they need with yet another layer of environmental protection. He says, although the pipeline has operated safely in the Mackinac Straits for decades. Again, there are people who would beg to differ, who have pointed to the other pipeline spills in Michigan and other spills in Wisconsin, and to say, this is not a chance that we want to take. Unfortunately, this pipeline was also put on a fast track by former Republican Michigan Governor Rick Snyder back in 2018. So again, we have a process that's been accelerated by Republican governors and presidents so that due diligence can't be done to ensure that this is a project that can be operated safely. And this pipeline isn't going through, you know, Scott Manley's backyard, and it's not going through, you know, Trump Tower. It's the people who are actually going to be impacted whose voices should count for a lot more. And at the moment, does not. But I will say the process is not done yet, and that there is still time for courts, the Environmental Protection Agency, and others to stand up for the safety of the largest supply of fresh water in the world. Jane Matinair is a preview of what's coming up on her show next across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
When it comes to, there's a lot of organizations, a lot of sports organizations, especially in this day and age, talking about being open to everybody and being a welcome area and, incoming and all comers welcome. You guys actually back it up. You guys are actually really doing it and everything, and I really appreciate that and love being able to highlight that as well. They are telling you that anybody come on down, doesn't matter age or what have you, they cannot stress that enough. Mm-hmm. Everybody is welcome to something like this, which not only just feels good to say, mm-hmm. but it also will help us grow this sport and sure. more people, the better. As Meeks was saying there, the more people we get involved with this, the more teams we can have, the more games mm-hmm. we can have and all of this. And this is another part of this that I wanted to bring up because there isn't a whole lot of this that goes on. This is a group of people that get together, do this out of the love of the game and the passion of this and fellowship and all those things. But all as fun and great as that is, I know that there are some people out there that this might reach, but I know it'll reach your wallet. And I know you care about your taxes. You like a good economy. This is something that helps the economy. Mm-hmm. This is something. There are very few things in life that can, I can guarantee you're going to make a buck off this, or I can guarantee that you can get your money back on this. So when you businesses out there are looking for things to sponsor, sports Mm-hmm. End of sentence. Sports, and it doesn't matter. There are people sponsoring pickleball. There are people sponsoring what do you call it? The sack.
Bagel.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Boy, I'm just really off today. But they are. There are tournaments for that stuff and everything. And all over you see logos and different businesses and everything. This is no different. This is a wonder. Actually, I think this is one of the best opportunities for a business. You got a lot of great action going on. This is a fun sport. I want to start a business just to attach it to you guys. And it shows to the community not only that you you are, you know, your name and having it being seen by people that might not see your logo, your business otherwise, but you're also showing the community, I support this, I back this, and I want to be a part of this, which is something you can't put a price on. It's encourage you to do that. Be a part of these things. You guys are going to be doing a lot of stuff. You're doing your part, not only being here with me, putting up with my questions and telling us about the sport, but you're going to be out in the community. You got some community events coming up, Meeks.
We do. So far, in the early part of the spring, we've done, we did a walk in Marshfield, MS Walk.
I thought that's what...
CF Walk.
Oh, yep. CF. Walk.
Yes, sorry.
Fibrosis. That's our second time at that one. I love that
CF
event.
Walk. We have done... Gosh.
I mean, we've done all kinds of things. Not only events like the CF Walk, but we made Valentines for the
assisted
living. I heard about that.
We have done, we answered phones for the trivia contest in Stevens Point. Coming up tomorrow, we're doing an Adopt a Highway. We've got a section that we've got to clean up.
We're doing that in August, too.
That's going to be super awesome.
It's going to be a warm one.
What else is coming up?
Point Pride. I know you guys
are going to be a part of Point Pride. We're going to have a booth. We're huge supporters of Point Pride. It's going to be down at Pifner Park in Stevens Point on June 14th. They'll have music and food and booths and things for kids. It's a super amazing time.
Such a fun event.
Yeah.
Such a great event.
We also Wausau Pride this year because we're skating that day in Minnesota.
Correct.
We typically do that as well.
We typically do Wausau Pride.
But Riverfront Rendezvous is coming up in July.
Yep. We had the amazing opportunity last year to bartend at the North Beer Tent. Prior to that, there was a sports organization, Stevens Point, that had done it for the last 40 years or something like that. And they couldn't get as many volunteers as they needed anymore. So we took the opportunity that we didn't even realize was going to be such an amazing opportunity, and we jumped in and had an absolute blast. We do bartending, I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday this year.
That sounds right.
And it is so much fun. It was great music, amazing food. It's right on the river. And that's a big fundraiser for us for the year. So we have lots of our skaters that volunteer to bartend. So if you happen to be in the area, please stop on down. Say hi to us. Talk derby with us. Yeah.
All great events, and really appreciate you guys not only doing putting so much into the community, but letting us know about them. We'll be certainly reminding the audience about each one of these events as we get closer to them, and having you guys back, because you did as you last year, you messed up again. You did too good. Now you're gonna have to come back. Really do appreciate the time. If people have heard this, they want to get involved. Maybe they want to be a skater themselves, or they just want to volunteer, or just find out and come to a couple bouts or something like that. What is the best way to reach out to you guys? What is the best way to get a hold of you, Blake?
Honestly, we are very active on social media, so you can find us through Facebook and Instagram. We're just on the web, midstaterollerderby.org. And so all of that will have links on how to volunteer. There's short forms if, you know, waivers if you want to skate. As Meeks mentioned before, we provide gear and things like that. And I think through August, because we have new skater classes that start in the late fall and winter, and but through August, the first and third Sunday of every month, we kind of have an open skate opportunity. So we do practices at KB Willett from 4 to 6 on Sundays. So the first and third of every month, you can just show up and we will get you outfitted, and we'll, like I said, get the paperwork signed. and just give you an opportunity to see what you want to do. You can come to four of those, you know, mm-hmm. and for free, and then you'll have the opportunity to decide if you want to officially join the league in any of the capacities mm-hmm. that we've mentioned.
Or just sign up for a skate class or yeah. whatever.
It's just such a cool way to do it. There's no pressure. There's no, hey, you like it, you don't, that's fine. You know, mm-hmm. There's no downside to this, and there's only upside to it. That's pretty cool.
We just love what we do, and we want to share that with other people. So if you just want to come and mess around on skates, come and do it with us.
Yeah, right on. Well said. love talking with you guys. Thank you so much for the time. Hope this weekend goes well with the cleanup and everything. And we're looking forward to hanging out again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Likewise. We appreciate it.
We're actually going to be planning some meet and greets later this summer and early fall. So we'll get you those dates. If folks just want to come by and grab a beverage and hang out and talk with us and talk derby and get to know us a little bit. We'll let you know.
Looking forward to it. Again, that website, midstateRollerDerby.org, midstateRollerDerby.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. They got the schedule and all the other things that we were talking about today there. And be sure to follow them on social media and share their page, their posts on your page. Just never know who might see it otherwise.
You were just listening to The Rapids Report, a show for the community by the community. To hear the full episode of The Rapids Report, visit our website, civicmedia.us/shows/rapids-report, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A court appearance is scheduled in Boulder, Colorado today for the man accused of lobbing Molotov cocktails at demonstrators showing support for Israeli hostages in Gaza. CBS's Anna Schechter.
The FBI said the suspect yelled "Free Palestine." Multiple videos posted to social media showed the suspect shouting, "We need to end Zionists."
Steep new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum take effect this week, but Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tells CBS's Face the Nation.
I am confident that when President Trump and Party Chairman Xi have a call, that this will be ironed out.
Poland's elected a new nationalist president supported by President Trump. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
Nawrocki is opposed to deepening European integration and cooperation, and he is opposed to Ukraine's NATO membership.
Spokesman for Turkey says a second round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine have just ended. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.